You know, you could have done more here on this earth. Instead, you just got selfish and decided to kill yourself. And it's not right. Suicide is forgivable, number two. You're in Ephesians chapter 1, look at verse 7. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." And you know what? God is really rich in grace. Amen. He's super rich. He's the richest being ever. There's no other being that's more rich than God is, obviously. And God owns everything anyway. Everything that we have, we're just kind of borrowing really from him. They're his resources that he created, right? Amen. So God just allows us to have riches like that, but his riches are grace. And that means that through his blood, we get the forgiveness of sins. Not just the sins that we committed before we got saved, but even all the sins that we'll ever commit till the dying day that we have on this earth. Yep. He's forgiven them all. So is suicide a forgivable sin? Absolutely it is. But, you know, just like with that kid I was talking to, I told him about the suicide. The reason I was, when I was giving him the gospel, I brought up that part about suicide. I said, don't ever commit suicide. I said, it hurts your family. It's wicked. But for the purpose of giving him the gospel, I talked to him about that. So, you know, look, we're not supposed to commit suicide. God doesn't want us to do that. And I give that caveat with people when I'm talking to them because I don't want people to think that, oh yeah, it's just okay to kill yourself, and they're like really thinking about it. I make sure to just, hey, don't just bring that up flippantly and use that example without like telling people, hey, don't do that. It's wicked. It's wrong. I'm not for it at all. I'm just using it as an example to help you understand eternal security. But anyway, let's look at, turn a page and go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 5. The Bible says, even when we're dead in sin, look at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come we might show the exceeding riches of the grace of his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So just breaking this down really quickly, it's grace that we're saved through. All right, and gracious means that you're getting something you don't deserve. Amen. We don't deserve the grace of God. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve by faith to be saved. But you know what? God made it that way for us because we can't save ourselves. Amen. Nothing we can do can save ourselves. And so Christ had to do all the heavy lifting for us. He had to die on the cross. He had to get buried in the grave. He had to rise from the dead. And we can't do that. Amen. We got our own sins that we have to die for, but Christ was sinless, and so when he died for us, he was the propitiation for all of our sins. Amen. Amen. And so by grace we're saved through faith. We don't deserve that grace. That grace is something we don't deserve, but you know, through faith we get that grace. Amen.